Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Trey Mia. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
Hey, so I'm with my mom, and we're trying to put in an unemployment claim. We tried it earlier, I guess, Thursday evening, Friday morning, and it wouldn't let me through the website. Now I'm trying to do it again for this morning, and it's telling me that it's already been done, but then when I try to log in, I have an invalid login attempt. So I'm trying to figure out what's going on, because as far as I know, we haven't put the claim in for her yet.
Okay, may I have a social security number, please?
421-118-550.
Did you verify her first and last name, followed by her date of birth?
Carol Baker, January 23rd, 1967.
Mother's maiden name?
What'd you say?
Her mother's maiden name?
My mother's maiden name, Howell.
Yes, I said you just need a weekly certification done. Okay. Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
What is your preferred language?
English.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
I didn't hear you, sorry.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
Me, no. Mother, yes.
Well, I'm sorry, I'm asking this question as if I'm asking them to her. So she,
in terms of her, yes.
Then yes, okay. All these questions, I'm just going to read them, so I want to say if she, but
okay.
They're for her, but I'm just reading to you. So she is disabled? Okay, did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
If you're approved for benefits, you have the option to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or the Alabama prepaid benefits card. Which would you prefer?
Checking.
Okay, may I have the router number and account number to the checking account, please?
Let me pull that up on my phone. I've got a blank check I need to look at, please. Sorry, just calling. Okay, routing number 0621-01031.
Okay, that's 0621-01031.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. I'm ready for the account number where you are.
6470394.
6470394. Yes, ma'am. Okay. What is your mailing address?
1724. Gwin, G-W-I-N, Court. City is Mobile, M-O-B-I-L-E, Alabama, 36695.
So that's 1724 Gwin, G-W-I-N, Court.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Mobile, Alabama, 36695.
That's correct.
Has your address changed since the last time you filed?
Yes. I don't think she's ever filed before unless I'm mistaken. That's my personal address as her daughter, but that's where we've been all the correspondence with.
And a good contact number?
2681733.
Are you filing for a DUA, disaster unemployment assistance?
Maybe it was a layoff.
Okay, so a DUA is like something with severe thunderstorm, a flood, or anything of that nature.
No.
Okay. Have she worked since the last time she filed?
This is, to my knowledge, the first time we filed, but she just lost her job last week. So if there's a record that she filed before then.
Yeah, she did it. This is just doing a weekly certification. So you weren't able to do it, so I'm just asking the questions or whatnot.
Uh-huh. Well, she lost her job on the 8th, so if the filing was after that, then no, but if it was before that, then yeah.
Okay. Since the most recent Sunday, have she been mentally and physically able to work?
No.
Okay, in other words, since Sunday, would she have been able to work and work had been available to her?
Work has not been available, but she's been actively looking for a job.
Okay, so that would be yes. Is she currently registered for or attending school or training?
What training?
I said, is she currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Okay. Have you applied for or are receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer she have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Okay, what's her job description?
For as of now?
Yes, what is job? She's been filing unemployment for. We're sticking with the same.
Manufacturing.
So what was her job description?
I'm like a plant manager, is that what you're asking?
Yes, I'm asking, like, what was her job title description? You said she was a plant manager?
She's a plant manager at Golden Boy Peanut Factory.
What city is, was his work performed in?
Troy.
Okay. What's the contact number for this job?
Oh, goodness. For the job, I'm not entirely sure. Is there a way that I can get that and email it to you?
I can look it up. We have to put in when filing. One moment. When was her last day of work?
February 8th.
And when did she first start?
It would have been in March of 2021.
Beginning, middle, end of the month?
End.
Like the 25th?
I'm sorry?
I said, do you know the exact date or... You don't.
She was. I want to say it was March 22nd.
Okay. Have she received or does she expect to receive any of the following pay after February 8th? Vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No.
Have she applied for a pension for this employer?
No.
And why is she no longer working?
Way off.
Does she elect to have 10% of her weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Does she currently get a benefit check?
No. I'm going to ask you, do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax? In other words, if you approve unemployment, would you like taxes looking out for federal income tax? Okay. Do you remember your four-digit PIN?
2515.
2515?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Just making sure you can get into the portal. Oh, my. Okay. It logged us out. We timed out. I'm going to have to ask for your social again. I'm so sorry. Okay. May I have your social again, please?
421-11-8550.
Okay, so the following instructions and telephone numbers are very important and normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim.
Okay.
As you know, unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification each week in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to do so may cause a loss of benefits. There's two ways to file your unemployment weekly certification, which would be either online or by telephone. If you choose online, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. If you choose to call by phone, the telephone number you should call each week is 1-800-752-7389. Or you could call 334-954-4094.
Okay.
Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. You'll call back in on Sunday or online Sunday starting your weekly certification. Let's see. Which will be next week, and the Sunday that's coming up, this upcoming Sunday. So we have completed the unemployment claim for this week. Do you have any questions?
And so, I'm sorry, I had someone talking. You said that the first payment would come in 2 to 3 weeks?
No, process it. In order for it to process, but you're not restarted. So it's always going to tell us this each week, which in your week is already started. So you'll start, like, you know, from when you first opened the claim and just go about going from there.
Okay, and it'll just show up in her checking account since I opted for that.
Yes, and you also will receive a letter on the approval status. Yes.
Okay, perfect. And that'll go to that address I gave you.
Correct.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Any other questions?
I think that's it. Is there any kind of, like, I guess, already scripted email with all of that information? Or will that be in that letter that you told me about?
A letter. But you also will receive the information booklet if you haven't received it.
No.
And it explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. is read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in loss of benefits. If you do not receive this booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information I provided, please call this number here. It's 1-800-361-4524. Again, that number is 1-800-361-4524.
Okay.
Any other questions?
I think that's it for now.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center. You have a blessed and wonderful day.
You too. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm.